Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. 6 weeks after winning the U.S. presidential election, Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things they can work together on. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January the 20th. U.S. President-elect Biden has named Pete Buttigieg, one of his former rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, as head of the Department of Transportation in his new administration, according to multiple news outlets. Buttigieg was the first openly gay majority party candidate to win convention delegates in a bid for the White House, but Buttigieg's campaign eventually stalled and he dropped out of the race before the Democratic Party primaries in early March and later endorsed Biden as transportation chief. Buttigieg, who would oversee the country's highway system, planes, trains, and mass transit system. In a new report, British lawmakers are urging Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They are also calling for a tougher relation with Tehran. The committee's report also urged the British government to respond more effectively to Tehran's wider destabilizing activities in the region. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA.